Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
We love sustainability, and so does Macy's. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Sushir. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
Okay, overwhelmed. Oh, I have been watching too much DIY on Instagram, and a lot of it is people who have painted their countertops or tiles with epoxy, and people like, okay, so there's like one camp that's like, no epoxy, it's not gonna be good. I'm part of that camp. I think you should just retile.
It's called epoxy or poxy.
Guess what? I don't know. I think it's E-P-O-X-Y. Okay. So it might be poxy, but I call it epoxy.
And what does it do? What does it look like?
So it just looks like a coat of paint over your tiles.
Oh, I see. Yes.
And it's a way to like update them. Like if you have ugly beige tiles, you can paint them hunter green or white. No one ever paints them a fun color, which is like really upsetting to me. But I like, and people are like, so people told me not to paint my tiles. Here they are 4 months later and they look good. Like people are, Instagram is only showing me those videos. And then there's this girl I really like. Ooh, I should find her, but I can't remember. Wait, I'm going to try to find her real quick. But I just keep watching these videos of people doing things themselves. And I'm like, I can do stuff myself. So you want to know what I do?
Oh boy. What did you do?
I bought a sample of paint in cilantro, Sherman Williams cilantro, discontinued.
Oh.
But my dude at Home Depot, my assistant did this, I didn't do this, but this man at Home Depot, he mixed it for her. Can you even? He knew the color. How did he know? I'll never know. So he mixes it for her. She buys me a sample, and then I paint the grate in my bathroom because my windowsill was painted cilantro, the door was painted cilantro, but they left the grate white. And it's been like that for like almost a year. And every time I sit on that toilet, I go, that grate should be a cilantro. So then I painted it and I did a fine job, but it tuckered me out. And then I bought more paint because I wanted to paint the crown molding on my guest bedroom. And then I was like, I can't do that. It took me out doing this little grate. I'm so overwhelmed. I want to do things. And then I opened a cabinet today and I said, this cabinet should have wallpaper inside. So there's a fun pizzazz inside when
I see
it.
In the cabinet?
So then I bought removable wallpaper that's coming to me.
That's good. Tucker,
and you know the trouble I had the first time I did the whole removable wallpaper. Mm-hmm. But I did it again.
Why don't you just get someone else to do it?
Because I keep watching Instagram videos where people are doing it themselves.
Yes, the problem.
This couple last night, Sushir, they did a disgusting thing. They removed their cabinets. They painted them seafoam green. They put the cabinets back up without the doors to make it look like open shelving. But the whole point of open shelving is a shelf, not a casing around it. That's like captured shelving because it's still captured in something.
Captured shelving.
It's not open. Mm-hmm. It certainly is not open. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. It made me so angry. Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Yeah, these DIY things are making people believe in themselves too much.
Yes, and I shan't be believing in myself. I can't. It's really upsetting that, like, it makes me think I can do it, you know?
Yeah. There was, like, an opening outside my house where rodents were getting in. Mm-hmm. And we had pest control come by, and they were like, we can put a little netting over this, but it's going to be like $300. And I was like, all you're going to do is put netting over this little hole? I can do that myself. And I shooed them away. Mm-hmm. And then midway through, I was like, I should have just paid $300. I don't want to do this anymore. I'm like clipping, using wire cutters to clip this wire. And I'm like, I'm bleeding. Like, I'm cutting myself.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what gets into us that we're like, I can do this. Because surely we can't and we shan't.
We shan't. And I don't want to.
I don't want to either. But I have to wallpaper the inside of my cabinets.
Because you gave yourself a job to do.
Yeah, and I don't fucking know why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I might paint. Okay, I think what I'm going to do is, so the inside of the cabinet has, I don't know what it's called, but it's got like a trim around and then a middle. Does that make sense? It's like a shaker style inside. Does that make sense?
I'm not as knowledgeable in home terms as you are.
Okay, so it's like, there's when you open it, there's like a little border and then a recessed part.
Okay, yes, I think I understand.
So the recessed part in the middle is going to be wallpaper, and then the border around it, I think I'm going to paint purple.
My goodness.
I'm going to have... And then, Sashir, when I painted this grate, you better believe I didn't have any I don't know what it's called, tarping or whatever to put under it, so in case it drips.
Oh, no.
So I put my hand towel under it. And guess what? Paint dripped on it.
Yeah, of course.
And then I was mad about it. Who wants to hire me to do your home? I'll come. I'll make a mess. I'll cry. Oh my God. And then my couch. I bought a couch that's just down. It's down feathers.
Right.
And I don't, how do you put structure in a couch?
I, like in the cushions or the frame?
Well, you know how like most couches have like wood in them or something to keep a shape?
Mm-hmm.
This one has no wood. It's like a big beanbag filled with feathers. Help. Who do I call?
I don't know.
Me either. If anybody listening knows anybody who can revive my couch, bring it back to life, resurrect it like Jesus, let me know.
Unless they would reupholster her.
But they just do the fabric. They get the fabric. Like, if you take the fabric off my couch, you'll have a pile of feathers. There's nothing keeping the feathers in, and they poke you.
Oh, no. Don't like that.
It's really upsetting. Help.
Somebody. Anybody. Help.
Help. Because, like, the couch is there. I just need it to be structured.
Yeah.
Lord Jesus. And I've been all up and down the websites looking for a similar couch to mine. I've been on Pinterest.
Right.
Did you know that Pinterest is pin your interest?
I did know that. Yeah.
Oh, you did?
I think that was like the whole thing. Yeah.
Fuck. I just found out.
How did you just find out?
There was a video of this lady who explained a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Pinterest is one of them.
She explained Pinterest?
She explained a bunch of things that I didn't know. Like, break a leg is like, break a leg because I want to see you cast.
Yes. Oh, I think I saw this video.
The cast. Yeah. Yeah, I didn't know that. I thought we were just trying to, like, kill people. I didn't know. I thought it was like, I'm wishing you ill will.
But I guess I didn't think Pinterest needed to be explained. It's really, the word interest is fully in there.
Wow. I didn't think Pinterest needed to be explained. Well, some of us don't catch on too quick, Sashir. Some of us.
It's just like the actual word interest is in the title.
Yeah, okay. Some of us didn't get
and
that.
And then the only thing you do on that app is pin things. So you're pinning. You pin it.
Some of us don't pin. Some of us just look at Pinterest and then get really upset when they can't find that picture again because they didn't realize that's what they're supposed to be doing. Some of us don't think things are as intuitive as they are.
All right. I see. I understand.
And, you know, I'm not talking about myself. You know, I'm just talking about some people, okay?
Yes. Right. Of course. Not you. You got it. You understand.
I knew. I watched that lady's video. I got her. I scooped all that knowledge right up.
Today and every day, Planned Parenthood is committed to ensuring that everyone has the information and resources they need to make their own decisions about their bodies, including abortion care. Lawmakers who oppose abortion are attacking Planned Parenthood, which means affordable, high-quality, basic health care for more than 2 million people is at stake. The right to control your own body and get the health care everyone needs has been stolen. And now, politicians in nearly every state have introduced bills that will block people from getting the sexual and reproductive care they need. Planned Parenthood believes everyone deserves health care. It's a human right. That's why they fight every day to push for common sense policies that protect your right to control your own body and against policies that interfere with decisions between patients and their doctor. Planned Parenthood needs your support now more than ever. With supporters like you, you can help reclaim your rights and protect and expand access to abortion care. Visit PlannedParenthood.org/future. That's PlannedParenthood.org/future.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. And, you know, people talk and you're just like, oh my God, this is annoying. And then you just hit an unsubscribe on a bunch of things you got subscribed to on your email. And you're like, what is happening? And I know you've dealt with yada yada before. Like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding in the deep in fine print, or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere. And yes, it's possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. You don't take yada yada in life. Don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of our over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
I don't wear makeup often, but when I do, I want to make sure I can use products that work for my skin and look good for my skin color. And so that's why I like Thrive Cosmetics. Thrive Cosmetics has a full line of makeup to refresh your everyday look. With clean, skin-loving ingredients, their foolproof products make it easy for any skill level to apply. Their Brilliant Eye Brightener can be used as highlighter eyeshadow combo that makes your eye look effortless. It comes in 16 buildable shades to choose from and play with. Their easy-to-use Infinity Waterproof Eyebrow Liner helps you achieve your ideal eyebrow look. It holds like wax and blends like a powder. I love the waterproof eyebrow liner because most of the time I just do my eyebrows and walk out the door. I like having a nice little like finished look. It looks like I tried, but I really didn't. And I don't need multiple things. I don't need a brush and then a separate liner and then a separate color and blah, blah, blah. It's all one thing and it's great. Refresh your everyday look with Thrive Cosmetics, luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 10% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/bestfriends. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/bestfriends for 10% off your first order. Thank you for buying me an iPhone.
Oh, yeah, you're welcome. Nicole, I thought I did something I didn't know about.
Yeah, Nicole went to the Apple store to get herself some stuff and then was like, hey, I know you got an old-ass phone. Do you want me to buy you an iPhone while I'm here? And I was like, oh, my God, yes, please. And you were like, I mean, you have to pay for it. And I was like, oh, yeah, of course.
Well, I just didn't know. I was like, I love giving a gift, but I was like, this gift is too wild. And if I saw you like throw it around, I'd be like, hey, man, you know what I mean? Because it's like an everyday thing. So I was like, you surely have to pay me back for it.
No, I understood that you weren't buying me a phone. You were just doing the act of buying for me. But even yes, that was super helpful because I've been wanting to buy a phone and I just haven't gotten around to it. And my phone still works perfectly. I have a 10. And it works fine.
And you cannot say it works fine. It surely doesn't. You leave countries and then your phone goes, I'm so sorry. I can't be of service to
you. Yeah, there are some things it doesn't do. But it works fine enough. So I'm like, not in a rush to get a new phone. Obviously, I haven't been in a rush. I'm a few generations behind. So the fact that you were like, I'm going to help my friend out is huge.
Oh, you're welcome. So I get, you know, my harrowing experience at the Apple store, but everyone else doesn't. So, okay. My computer, I believe, is from 1982. Mm-hmm. No, I'm kidding. I have no idea. How do you find out when your computer's from? About this map?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. So I got it in 2019. And so this is pre-pandemic. So like the computer was living good. We went through the pandemic together. It's not thriving anymore. She gets so hot. And then sometimes she'll be like, rawr! And I was like, uh-oh, time for a new one. And I was like, I want a bigger screen because you know me. I love big things. So I go to get the 16-inch MacBook Pro, which apparently is like a powerful, big computer used by professionals. And everyone at the store judged me for wanting it. They were like, what are you going to do on it? And I was like, you know, bit bop, Zoom type, cruise on fucking anthropology.com, buy curtains, I don't know. And they were like, then get a MacBook Air. And I was like, yeah, but I don't want like an Air. I want a big, thick book. And they were like, all right, fine. And then I was like, and then I'll travel with an iPad. And he was like, I just think you should get the MacBook Air. And I was like, I do not need a man telling me what to do. And then he was like, all right, come back at 1:30. And that was at 11 o'clock. And I said, okay, I'll go see a movie. And he looked me in the eyes and said, okay. So sure, I marched right over to the movie theater. It's not open. He knew that it wasn't open. He knew that it wasn't open. He knew that movies didn't start there till 5 p.m. He knew it. And he looked me in the eyes and he let me walk over like an idiot.
Damn. He's like, I don't care what you do. You just can't be here.
He's like, whatever. So then I spent 2 hours in Barnes & Noble and I rediscovered books. So here I spent 2 hours laughing and teeing through books.
Whoa.
I was reading Jennifer
Lewis.
Oh my God. Jennifer Lewis's second book. And what I was just like going through the table of contents and finding chapters that seemed interesting to me. And I'd read them and I was, ooh, I was laughing. And then every time someone passed me, I would smile at them and they would smile at me because we're book people. And there was a camaraderie.
You're doing that classic book smile.
Yes. Where it's just like slightly awkward. And then I bought some books and went back to the Apple store to pick up my merchandise, got you your phone, put you on speakerphone to talk to the man who did not seem happy about it. And then it was a different man and he's like, so what are you going to do with this MacBook Pro? And I was like, I don't know, learn iMovie, because I didn't want them to judge me anymore. And he's like, you're going to learn how to do iMovie on this? And I was like, oh my God, he's still judging me.
That is a funny response because you can do iMovie on your phone. You don't need a MacBook Pro to do iMovie.
That's how little I know about computers. They asked me about RAM and I was like, a Dodge? I don't know what a RAM is. Other than a car, a truck. Long story short, I returned the computer and the iPad the very next day because I didn't need a laptop that big.
That's
so I got
really
a desktop.
Oh, good.
Because that is a very big screen and that will be what I need to have in my office. And then I got a MacBook Air to carry around with me. And then I just wiped my current iPad so it has nothing on it. So then I can watch stuff on it. I got a new one because I was like, I don't know how to wipe it. So I just Googled it. Sashir.
Hey, but that's okay. You figured it out. And you adjusted. I wish I had realized.
My credit card company called me to say, y'all right?
Yes.
Is it good over here?
That's very funny.
You're making some big purchases and returning big purchases.
What's the scam? We can't figure it out.
We can't. Sorry, what were you saying? I rudely interrupted you.
I was going to say, I wish I had known you were going back to the Apple store because I think I messed up on the storage of the iPhone that you got me.
Oh, no.
I think I should have got a bigger capacity.
Isn't that the biggest?
No, I think there's a bigger one. I think I got the middle
one. More than 200?
I think there's like a 500 or something like that.
That's crazy. What do you have currently?
I think the 200. So in my mind, I was like, oh, I should get the same thing. But like, of course I shouldn't because I've been struggling to keep things on my phone and deleting shit off my phone. So I should get more capacity.
Well, I can't go back.
That's okay.
This is where I leave you, friend. How do I know how much storage is on my phone?
I think the about, or like settings and then.
Settings? General? About?
Maybe it's about this phone. I think it's like the first thing.
Oh, yeah. I have the 512 gigabyte.
Yeah, that's what I need.
Yeah, you can actually go up to a 1 terabyte also.
What is, whose terabyte?
That sounds like a dinosaur.
It sounds like a delicious dessert.
I'll just have a terabyte. Not very big.
Yeah, not bad. Just a little
just
terabyte.
Just a little terabyte.
Or the terabytes roamed with the brontosaurus.
Do you think I'm able to exchange the phone just with the receipt that you have?
Yeah, I can forward you the receipt.
Okay, great. I'll just do that.
And then you can have fun.
Have fun.
But it's waiting for you.
Yay.
I was going to wrap it, but then I was like, well, she's just going to open it. But now I certainly won't wrap it because if you bring it back to the store wrapped, they'll be like, huh, this ungrateful woman.
I got a gift and I don't want it.
I don't want this. Please. I simply don't want it.
Yeah.
But it was a real treat that you were so excited.
Yes. I mean, it's like, you know, I love acts of service. It was very kind that you thought about me.
Oh, my friend.
Yeah.
I'm constantly thinking about you. I think that day I also called you like 86 times.
But I was fine with it. I was around.
And then oh my God, how was Blue Man Group?
Oh, I went to Vegas.
I forgot about it.
I went to Vegas a couple days ago by myself. No one else could go because it was a random Thursday and I found out about this gig that I had to do like days before. So I was like, well, while I'm here, I'm going to see Blue Man Group. I've never seen them before. And I loved it. It was really fun. It's like they explain nothing. They're not like, here's why these men are blue. Here's where we are. There's no like story at all. It's just there's blue men. And which I was also like, why are there no blue women? After all these years, not nary a blue woman.
Do they wear clothes or are they naked?
They wear clothes. They wear like just black clothes. And then their hands and their head are blue. And they all drum. They like drum on different tubes and pipes and things. And they make different sounds. And then they also drum and like put paint on it. And the paint splashes everywhere. And it's cool. I was in the splash zone. I didn't realize. I got good seats close to the stage, and then they gave me a tarp to put on myself. And I was like, are you kidding me? And they're like, yeah, you're close to the stage. You might need it. And I was like, wait, no, I didn't know this is what I was signing up for. And I had white sneakers on, and I was like, I don't want to get paint on my white sneakers. And they're like, you'll be fine. And I was like, but you gave me a tarp. I asked for a second, and they're like, we only have enough for like all the seats here. And I was like, but I don't want to get my white shoes dirty. I didn't. Okay. It was fine. But yeah, they were like splattering paint all over the place. And then there was a moment where they made a picture in the show because a guy had caught paintballs in his mouth and then spat them onto a canvas and was like spinning it.
Uh-huh.
And in my mind, I was like, I'm going to buy that.
Because I was like, sheer.
Because I was like, that's really cool.
I'm going to buy that.
But I didn't know that was an option, but it was. And as we were exiting the theater, a guy was standing by the door holding it. And I was like, oh, I'm going to go over there. And then some bitch ran in front of me and claimed it. And she's like, I want that. And he's like, right this way, and led her to the cash register. And I was like, that's it? That's all you had to do? There was no other, like, raise your hand if you want this, or like a contest or anything. It's just like whoever exited and wanted it, first come, first serve. And they only had one. And so this lady got it before I did.
I'll take you back to Blue Man Group, because I would like to see the visual and light. What did you described it in the funniest way.
I said an audio and visual spectacle.
Wait, what? Say it again. I laughed too hard before even hearing it.
Because you were like, what even is this show? And I was like, well, by the looks of it, it's an audio and visual spectacle. And you were like, who talks like that? And it was. I got to tell you, it was.
Well, we'll go back. We're going to get you that painting. I'll speak to someone before the show starts to be like, we want the painting that is made. We'll get it for you.
Thank you.
I can't wait to see the visual and audio spectacle.
And it did make me want to like research the show more, because I know it, I feel like it started in New York, but I want to be like, I want to know, like, did they have like a Joe's Pub moment? Like, what was their deal before they got big?
Did they have a Joe's Pub moment?
What were their experimental shows? What were their like low budget, like, we just picked up trash on the street to make sounds, like, before we were able to get a band behind us and all the equipment we could ever need and, like, a stage crew.
Yeah. Did they start as the Black Man Group and encounter racism and say, maybe we should just be blue?
Yeah, we just won't be any race.
And I wonder, it's not the original Blue Men. It's been going on for so long.
It's been going on for so long. They tour. There's one in Vegas. There's one in New York. Probably one in Chicago. Like, I think it's, like, a big, like, corporation, or like a big, like, it's its own thing. And and smart too, like, because you're blue, anyone could be, well, not if you're a woman, but any man could be a blue man.
But how do you know there was no women, maybe with their titty strapped down?
This is a good point. I don't actually know.
You know, there might be,
there could be,
and there could be some NBs.
There could, you do, there's a good point.
You know, we don't know.
I don't know. I don't know how they identify.
No.
That's true. That's true.
Boy, I'm so glad you got to do that.
Me too. It was very fun.
You sounded so excited. You love a Vegas show.
I love Vegas shows. I was also trying to squeeze in Cirque du Soleil, but like my agent was like, you do have to work. You have to actually go to this job that you're paid to be there for.
That's really funny. Why is Sashira late? Oh, she went and saw two Vegas shows. Yeah. I would like to go to Vegas for a weekend sometime soon.
I really want to see Usher.
Oh my God, that looks like such a fun show. I'd love to see Usher. We should try to figure it out. Our schedules are shitty though sometimes. Also, I'm so excited to be visiting you in Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because I told you I want a vintage Bronco, right?
No.
Oh. I really.
No.
Well, here's a news announcement. No. How do you say?
A newsflash?
Yeah. Newsflash. I want. I want a vintage Bronco. I want a 66 through a 74. And I want to lift it. I want it to be lilac. I do want it to be a hard top, like a removable hard top. And then I want like lilac interior, lilac and white interior seats.
Okay.
And then like I want it to be fully restored so I don't have to deal with it being a stick. Because a lot of them are sticks. And this place, Vintage Broncos, I think that's what the company's called. They're in Atlanta. And I followed them like a couple months ago. And then the owner reached out and was like, thanks for the follow. If you have any questions or you're in Atlanta and you want to take one for a test drive, let me know. And I was like, I am going to be in Atlanta next freaking month.
Yes.
And he was like, bring your fat ass over. No, I'm kidding. He didn't say that. He's a very nice man.
It's like, whoa, wait a minute.
So I'm like really excited about it.
Whoa, I'm so glad. I can't wait to see you drive this Bronco.
Right? A big purple Bronco.
Okay, so say you get one from there. Do they ship it to you? Do you have to drive it?
No. They ship it. That's how I got my other car.
Wow. This is great. I'm so glad.
I'm turning into Jay Leno.
You really are. But does a Bronco have, like, is there a story? Is there a significance in your life that, or like, have you seen Broncos in your life and been like, I got to get one of these?
I just love them. It's like a big, cute little truck. I really like them. I think they're really adorable. And they resemble a Wrangler, or Wranglers resemble them a little bit, but they're just like, there's something about like a big heavy duty truck and then painting it lilac. Like I love that look and I like the aesthetic. And every time I see someone driving it, they look like they have carefree lives. And that's what I'm trying to bring to me.
Every time you see someone in a Bronco,
they look like they're having the time of their life and they're it's carefree.
Unless you're OJ.
Well, yeah. He is a later model.
That's why it wasn't so carefree.
The later model's stressful. Because I was toying with, I was like, it's either that or I want like a vintage, like, oh God, I can't think of any cars right now. I was like a vintage muscle car. And then I was like, do I really want a muscle car, an American muscle car? Because I was like, I already have like a Japanese sports car. but the 90s, I don't want anything past 90s.
Yeah.
And then I was like, if I get any more cars, I'm going to have to get like a garage. This is such a bougie conversation. People who collect cars are out of their minds.
you know, when we were trying to like drive on a racetrack?
Yes, I still really would like to do that.
I think there's something like that in Atlanta too.
Oh my God. Atlanta's going to be the place of my dreams. I get to test drive a Bronco. I get to do a racetrack. It's the Porsche one, right? The Porsche experience?
I honestly can't. I don't even know where I saw this or what I was looking at that told me this information. But I was like, oh, I think that's what we were trying to do. Maybe it's the Porsche experience.
Lord Jesus, I can't wait. I just love zoom, zooming, zoom, zoom around.
Mm-hmm, you really do.
Oh, God, I love it. And then my other car truly wasn't like, the shipping was almost expensive as the car.
The car.
Yeah, the shipping gets you. It was truly wild. And then you have to register it. And that was a whole thing. Yeah. My God. And then the battery died because the alarm system was connected to the battery. And I don't know how it was draining it, but it only ran for like 2 weeks. And then it was like, sorry, it won't turn on. So then I had to have it towed from my garage. It was a whole to-do.
It was a whole thing. But that's what happens when you have old cars.
I know. But guess what? She's fixed. Tinted those windows. You cannot see inside. Mm. I was driving her the other day. And I kept looking around. I was like, how come no one is oohing and aahing at my dream car? And then I forgot. Nobody gives a shit about cars.
Yeah. Not everyone cares that much.
No, just me and everyone who went to the LA Auto Show.
Oh, yes. Did we talk about the LA Auto Show?
I don't know, but I can't wait to go back next year. I had a time at the LA Auto Show. I had a tarot card reading. I saw a jet ski boat car combo thing. We had nasty pretzels. It was truly delightful. I was very sad because they didn't have any of the new Lincolns.
Oh, but then we saw a Lincoln on the street. And you stopped and crouched in front of it and you were like, look at it! And now every time I see a Lincoln, I think of you.
Well, the grill is slightly different than other generations.
I don't think I would have known. I don't think I would have had any idea.
I really, really liked it. And then I forgot to look at the Cadillacs because those also take you to the airport. And Mana was like, why are you so excited to see the Lincolns? And I said, because they take you to the airport and I want to see my future.
It's really great.
And then every time Mono saw something he liked, he would go, well, that's New York funky. And then we all started singing. It was me, him, and Drew. And then I couldn't stop laughing after we go, ooh, that's New York. Funky. So I'm pretty sure everyone at the LA Auto Show thought there was something wrong with us.
Well, I mean, they're also really excited about cars, too. So they're probably like, yes, they get it.
Volkswagen has an electric division now, and it's called Polestar. Isn't that a weird name?
Polestar.
Yeah. Weird. P-O-L-E star.
It sounds like a strip club.
It sounds like porn star.
Yeah. Also, when they did that really stupid ad campaign years ago where they were like, this is what it would look like if Volkswagen had electric.
And then people were like, we want that car.
And they were like, oops, sorry, we're actually not selling any of these and don't even have them designed yet. And people were like, why did you even do this?
Was that Volvo or Volkswagen?
It was Volkswagen, because I remember because they called it Volkswagen, oh, that T.
Oh, that's funny.
And people were like, holy shit, they're doing electric. And they're like, oh, we didn't know you guys wanted it that bad.
Yeah, people be wanting electric cars.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's Dodge. I think it's, yeah, it's the Dodge Challenger. I'm having real brain farts this morning. They have a fully electric muscle car where the whatever powers the car mimics an engine and shakes the car like it's an engine. And I was like, oh my God, that's fucking cool. And then there was this lady walking around. She was talking about it. And I just like made a joke. And I was like, how come she's not in a bikini? And then this man was like, oh. And I was like, oh, I'm kidding. I'm just.
Wait, this is at the auto show?
Yeah. He really hated that joke.
He's like, hey, we might like cars, but we respect women here.
And then, Sashir, at the auto show, I called them rides, but you could just test drive the cars. And Jeep and Ford, they have the Bronco that you could drive. You could go, like, up this big fucking hill and then down this fucking hill. And I was like, is this the first time in my life I go to the front of the line and go, do you know who I am? Because the lines are so long. And then I was like, I can't be embarrassed like that at the LA Convention Center at the LA Auto Show. Like, that's too much. I think I'd have to just pack it in and never leave my home again. But I really wanted to.
I wonder if they would have those people who, you know, when you're at Disney World or Disneyland and they have like a guide who like brings you to the front of the line that you can pay for. I wonder if they have the LA Auto Show.
If anybody knows, please let me know. Wait, do you like Disney, right?
I do, yeah.
I have been twice now. I will go with you if wanted.
Yes.
I will do the front of the line thing with you.
Yeah.
Because waiting for the lines is barbaric. Just standing there.
It's much better to breeze through.
Yeah. I'll do that with you. That sounds like a nice time. I also want to go to Club 96 or whatever the fuck it's called.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it's Club 365 or something. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I've heard about it, but I don't know anything about it.
Me either. But back to the LA Auto Show. So you know how you're supposed to get 10,000 steps a day?
Yeah.
The day I went to the LA Auto Show, I had also flown back from Chicago. I got over 10,000 steps, and I was like, so every day am I supposed to go to the fucking airport and then the auto show? Who's walking this much? Who? Because I was walking for like hours. How are people getting 10,000 steps?
I think like exercise. Like I think it's like a point.
But for how long?
I don't think they're doing like naturally 10,000 steps. I think it's like, oh, I took a walk on my lunch break or like I ran.
Oh.
Or they have a job where they walk around a lot. But yeah, I think you have to plan it.
How many steps do you get on average? Do you know?
I never check. I have no idea.
Do you have your phone near you?
I don't, but I can get it. Okay.
Go get it. Pull that shit out. Jordan, how many steps do you take a day?
I also don't know, but it's not enough. I do know
that. Is your phone near you?
My phone is near me. What am I looking for on my phone?
So, okay, you got to go to health.
Oh, I deleted that.
Jordan!
Yeah, I don't
Jordan!
Have that.
Jordan! Oh my God, I like barely fucking walk. Oh, this is when I had COVID. I was like 200 steps.
Okay, where do you find your steps?
Under I am not sharing mine.
I doubt it's as bad as mine. You go to that heart that says health.
Yes. Yes.
And then after you click on it, scroll down to steps.
Oh, I see. So yesterday I got 8,500 steps.
How? What were you doing?
What was I doing? Oh, I guess I went out last night.
Oh, my God.
What else could I have been doing? What else was I doing yesterday? Maybe shopping? I guess I was just walking around.
Oh, my God.
But then, okay, so let's see. Last week, my average steps were 4,700.
Oh, my God.
And the week before that was 2,000. So I think it just depends. I'm not always getting 8,000. I think yesterday was very rare.
Okay, Jordan, what was yours for the week?
I don't know if I can actually find it because I will, like, just chuck my phone somewhere and it just doesn't track me. But I can tell you yesterday, which I had a very cleaning... I was, like, cleaning all around doing laundry. So I have, like, 3,000. But the day before, it was, like... 1,500 because I was literally at my desk all day working.
Okay, what is your average?
My average, maybe 2,000.
Okay, my average this week was 2,566. The week before was only 1,200, and last Wednesday I only took 338 steps.
But to me, I have those days too. Like if I'm looking at mine, it'll be like, you should probably walk more. But I edit all day. It's hard to,
yeah.
Like I'm trying to be better. That's like a something for 2023 is,
yeah,
moving more, going outside.
Is that going to be a resolution for you?
Me? Yeah, definitely is moving more because I know that it brings me joy.
Oh, so, that sounds nice.
I just don't get it. Like, it's just hard because you're behind a computer all day. I have to listen to you guys. You guys won't let me walk around.
We didn't tell you not to walk around. You can walk around while we're talking.
Yeah. Get one of those floating movable desks. I bought a little stepper guy. I have not used it once. I'm trying to. I bought a trampoline. I'm trying.
You bought a trampoline?
I bought a mini trampoline to fucking jump on.
That's fun.
Have I taken it out of the box yet? Sure haven't.
What is the stepper guy you're talking about?
How do I explain it? It's a stepper. I watched this lady. I'm doing it with my feet. You can't see.
it's the in-place one where you just...
Yes.
Like, yeah. Yes. It's just, you just plant your feet on, yes, on a device and you kind of just like, it's like you swivel.
It's like an elliptical without the, or like a stepper machine without any of the stuff in front, and it's like portable.
Okay.
Also, I'm over the weight limit. I thought I researched it well enough. I did not, but it hasn't broken under me. So that's a good thing. I'm just like trying to figure out fun ways to move my body because I went to the doctor and she was like, friend, your body's rotting from the inside out.
Oh, here's a separate thing.
That's what I have.
Okay. Okay.
Got it from what? QVC, Home Shopping Network. Okay.
Nice, nice, nice. This health app that tells us our steps reminded me of when I had a trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped seeing the trainer because I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. I just don't want to. But he was asking something about maybe my steps or something. I don't know. There was something on the app that he wanted to see. But I was also tracking my period on this app and also my cervical mucus. and I couldn't find whatever he was asking. So I just showed him my screen and it said like something like creamy or like like creamy thickness or something like that at the top.
Oh,
and like,
what,
and
he's a dream.
Like, he's like, okay. And then like later I looked at the screen and I was like, oh fuck, not only does, like, I guess he got whatever information he needed, but he also knows that I
currently have a creamy consistent.
He's like, I never wanted to know this about this person, but I know that they're creaming. That's really funny.
Yeah. So, you know, now I have that information in a different app this for that.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Okay. So my pussy bleaches my underwear.
Oh, that happens sometimes. Yeah.
I was really self-conscious about it. And I was like, something's going on. It's too powerful. Something's going, it's bad. Mm-hmm. And then I would always like not wet wipe, but like feminine wipe it before someone went down on me. Cause I was like, I don't want them to get their mouth bleached. And then I saw a video that was like, no, you want your pussy to bleach your underwear. Yeah. It means that like the pH is right and it's doing what it's supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, how come I don't know stuff? Why?
I don't think because that is not taught to us. That's not like, for some reason, that information is not specifically taught. Like, mm-hmm. I had to take other, like, Zoom classes about, like, pH stuff or, like, cervical mucus or, like, tracking yourself. Like, there's all this information out there that mm-hmm. just isn't automatically given to girls or women to learn about themselves.
It's wild. You know what else I learned about? Boric acid. Do you use it?
I don't think so.
If your pH gets a little funky, they have these suppositories and you just like pop one. And for me, one every like month kind of resets it and it's like all good down there. But I kept going to the gynecologist being like, something's going on and I don't know what it is. And she'd be like, well, it's not a yeast infection. It's not a urinary tract infection. And then she was like, you should try these little boric acid suppositories. Mm-hmm. And they were really helpful for me. And I also did some digging on the internet. It took me a while to come to that like conclusion to use those like once a month or whatever, or as needed. But again, I was like, how come nobody told me until now?
I know. I don't know. You just have to like have a want and desire to investigate this on your own.
I'm almost 40 and I still don't really know how my fucking vagina works.
I know.
Isn't that wild?
It really is.
I have gray needs to be hairs, like, and I'm like, I don't know how my body works.
There needs to be, like, extensive courses on health and bodies in school.
I think so.
Like, not just, like, general health course. Like kind of how you take, like, Spanish 101, Spanish 201, yes. Spanish 301. There needs to be, like, health 101, mm-hmm. health 201. Like throughout grades, you need to be taking more classes.
It would be nice. Yeah, like, I didn't learn how to track my period until way later. For a long time, I'd be like, I'm wild once a month, and I don't know why. And then finally, my therapist was like, do you think it's PMS? And I was like, what? But yeah. I have since discovered I also think I have PMDD. Do you know what that is?
I don't know what it stands for, but can you explain it?
So right before your period, it is like intense PMS and heavy fucking mood swings. And then like a deep, deep depression where you go, maybe nothing's worth it. Then you start bleeding and you're like, okay. And then you also like, the literal definition is you sabotage relationships. Whoa. And there have been times where I'm just like, well, I won't bother my friend, you know? I shan't. It's not for me. Nobody needs me to call them ever again. And then I need to
track your period too. So I'm like, oh, that's why she's not calling me.
Honestly, I can let you know.
Yeah.
I'll get an app where I can let you know what the login is. I just give it to all my friends. So I'm like, this is why I'm crazy right now.
I think there actually is an app where you can share that information. I think it's for partners, but I think you can share it with anybody so that like the person you're with can be like, oh, she might be getting a headache, or like she might be cranky for these reasons, or like, uh-oh, like she might be craving these things. So like they're like understanding your body like you are.
Uh-huh. So I dated a man where I was like, just ask me if my period is coming. And he was like, are you fucking kidding? He's like, that's a trap that I'm not walking into.
I know. Because like, what if it's the wrong time? Mm-hmm. And you're like pissed. And he's like, and he asked that. And you're like, actually, no. Mm-hmm. It just finished.
It finished. I'm being irrational because that's who I am.
This is me.
Love starts with you. Show off your personal style every day with new Pandora pieces that set a shining example for the world to see. From big feelings to small messages and everything in between, beautiful hand-finished jewelry from Pandora radiates with your love from every angle. Create a look that's all your own with a unique mix of meaningful charms, or choose from Pandora's sparkling selection of timeless designs, perfect for making an eye-catching statement. With Pandora Jewelry's vast selection of rings, bracelet, earrings, necklaces, and charms, there's endless ways to love it, stack it, and wear it, and share it. Style your everyday favorites with sparkling cuts, vibrant enamels, and playful designs, or truly make it your own with a personal engraving. Pandora Jewelry is the perfect way to share the gift of love with yourself and the ones closest to your heart. Shop now at Pandora.net. Pandora. Be love.
Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as varied, nuanced, and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts.
Oh, boy. Sashir, look at this box in my office.
Oh, it's a... Oh.
It is a chair.
Is this a... And is that one box or that two boxes?
It's like two boxes kind of like finagled together. I don't actually know. But I bought a chair... for my desk, because right now I'm sitting in like a kitchen chair and it's like not comfy cozy, not for me. So I bought this like green and like golden striped like yummy chair. They sent me a white one.
That's not what you ordered.
It's not what I ordered. Also, I'm a messy bitch who spills. They were trying to sabotage me.
We don't want you in a white chair.
No.
So you have to send it back?
So, yeah, I have to fucking send it back. And I don't want to deal with it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Also, it was Urban Outfitters. And Urban Outfitters didn't take the box. They didn't unbox it and take the box. They don't do that. They just deliver it. And then they don't put your shit together either. I bought a bed from
them. They don't do white glove delivery?
They do not have a white glove delivery. And their shit is too expensive to not have a white glove delivery. Anthropology is a white glove delivery.
WSL has a white glove delivery.
Everybody has a white glove delivery except for Urban Outfitters. They think I'm handy? I bought a bookcase from there. I was like, bitch, I don't understand this. And then I had to buy that's why I had to buy my power screwdriver that everybody looked at me funny at Home Depot. I'll never forgive Home Depot for that. Made me feel like trash.
I'm so sorry. So wait, is it the thing in the box the correct chair?
No, that's why it's still in the box.
I see.
And it's so cute and I'm so mad that it's not here. I really want to sit my fat ass in a nice new chair.
No, I'm so sorry.
I want to podcast comfortably. Should we answer questions?
Yeah, let's answer some questions.
Oh my God.
Let's try this one.
Hi, Nicole and Sashir. I have a best friend related question for you. So the question is as follows. My best friend of 10 plus years has been very, I'm reluctant to say ghosting me, but she's been very aloof, let's say, for a while. I don't really know why, and I've been wanting to ask her, but I literally cannot get a hold of her. To be fair, she has always been very bad at responding to texts, very bad at answering the phone, very bad at getting back to you. Like, you really have to be persistent. This has always been the case in the 10 years that I've known her. So that part's not new. But, you know, we don't see each other very much. We used to see each other probably like every other week, at least, even though she is in school again, getting her like upper degree, second degree, whatever. She's back in school getting a master's degree. I don't see her anymore. She earlier this year had like a really, really rough breakup and is still remaining friends with, the ex now. And she keeps calling him her best friend. And that's like the justification she has for why she's still talking to him. She's like, oh, well, I miss my best friend in my life. I was like, but I'm your best friend, I thought. And you can have more than one best friend. But ever since she's been making more space for him in her life, even though he dumped her, she just kind of doesn't make space for me anymore. She also just doesn't really try to make plans again if they fall through. Like, we were supposed to hang out last weekend for the first time in like 6 weeks. And then she got COVID. And then I texted her several days later and I was like, hey, are you feeling better? Are you doing okay? Do you need anything? She's like, yeah, I'm better. Thank you. But didn't try to reschedule. And I'm autistic, so I can't really read signs. And I can't tell if this is, you know, her life being busy or her not wanting to talk to me anymore. And I don't know how to get a hold of her to ask. I do know where she lives, but it seems messed up to just show up there without getting an invitation. So any thoughts you may have on what the heck to do would be lovely. You guys have been friends for so long. Can you imagine just ghosting the other one with no explanation? Seems crazy, no? Anyway, have a lovely time.
I think you have to just talk to her, because I know I do that sometimes where I'm like, I got to give my friends space or whatever. And then I'm like, well, I won't reach out. They seem a little busy. And it seems like you're doing what I'm doing, where you're like, I'm not reaching out because she's in grad school and she needs to hang out with her ex-boyfriend, who's her best friend, even though I'm her best friend, but she needs that friendship maybe more than our friendship or something. I do that a lot where I make up whole stories, like full-blown 84 chapter stories that just aren't true because I haven't asked anybody and I've just made it up in my brain. So I think a nice thing might be if you can get her on the phone to have a phone call about it, or maybe if she likes lasagna, make her a lasagna and ask her to have a lasagna night. And then while you have lasagna night, be like, hey, I feel like we've been a little distant. Is it me, or is there something I can help you with? Or I just miss you and I miss my best friend. And then hopefully she'll be open and honest and explain to you what's going on, or it'll continue. And then you have to take care of yourself and you have to stop reaching out maybe and take care of yourself, because it's not fun or fair to be in a one-sided thing. But if it's not a real one-sided thing and like you've just been giving her space for no reason and she's just been taking it, then talk about it.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, I think you can maybe be like, hey, I know you're busy with school and et cetera. Can I come over? And this could maybe be the lasagna night or something. Like, but maybe you make it easy for your friend. Like, I'll come over to your place. I'll bring snacks, whatever. We can hang out as long as you're able to. And, you know, I miss you. I would like to see you. And then hopefully while you're there, you can have that conversation. And if that doesn't happen, I think you can just text the question, like, what's going on? Like this person is receiving your text and responding. So you could just be like, hey, it feels like maybe we're having some like communication issues, or like, it seems like I would love to hang out with you, but it doesn't seem like you're wanting to do the same, something up. And I've had to do that. I had a friend who was ghosting me and kind of ignoring me. And it seemed like they were mad, but like not saying it. And I couldn't really understand what was going on. So I just straight up said like, hey, it kind of feels like you're ignoring me. Can I talk to you? And then like, they finally were like, yes, we can talk. And we talked on the phone about it. But I had to like literally call them out because otherwise it just would have been like a weird, like what is happening thing. And like maybe just petered out. But once they were confronted with like, I can see you, I can see what's happening. They were like, oh yes, I am doing that. Call me. And then we talked, which is not great. that's not a great way for that to happen, but and not even saying that your friend is mad at you, but we don't know. We really have no information at all because they're not giving it to you. And so you can just be like, I'm just confused. Like, usually we hang out. We are currently not. I miss you. Would like to hang out. Is something going on? And it could be something that has nothing to do with you. They may not even notice and be like, oh, I was so preoccupied with this other stuff, with like my school, my ex, whatever. I didn't even notice that I wasn't hanging out with you that much. I'm so sorry. We don't know. But this person won't be able to assess it until you bring it up. So, yeah, I think no matter how you talk to this person, I do think you need to bring it up in some way. And it could be the ex. And, like, I also had a friend who was consumed with a relationship and, like, thought they had to, like, just be home more and like they kind of like distance themselves from their friends, not even because the partner was asking them to do that. They just like on their own was doing that. And I was trying to reach out and was trying to like hang out. And then after a while, I was kind of like, I guess they'll just come to me when they need to. And I just stopped, which like felt weird and bad, but I was like, I can't overextend myself for someone who doesn't want to hang out. So I just like focus more on my other friends. And then eventually she got out of that relationship and came back and was like, kind of like, whew, I didn't realize like how off the grid I was. And I was like, oh yeah, you were like extremely unreachable. And she was like, oh, are you serious? And I was like, yeah, like I missed you and I couldn't get a hold of you. Like you were never around or available. And she's like, oh my God, I'm so sorry. I didn't realize I was doing any of that. And I was like, I mean, I'm glad you're back, but... But some people don't realize what they're in when they're in it.
Yeah. And it might be the ex. And like Sashir said, she might come back later. I also had a friend who was like consumed with her boyfriend and we just didn't talk anymore. And then they didn't have a great breakup. But when they finally broke up, she did explain what was going on. And I was like, oh. Mm-hmm. But she also was not a great friend and the damage was already done. So we never really got back to where we were. But you know, I don't wish that for you. And that's not your truth.
Yeah, that won't happen to you guys. No. I think as long as if you bring it up now, don't like wait for it to get worse.
Because I let that one go on for years.
Yeah. Don't wait that long because you don't want it to fester and then you build resentment or you're like completely not talking at all.
Yeah.
While this person's still responding to your texts, you know, either try to meet up and talk about it or just say, what's going on, friend?
Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
All right.
That's all. That's all the time we have.
You'll have to tune into our next episode to hear more of our banter.
Yes.
If you can
go.
Have,
oh, okay. Oh, you go.
No, friend.
Okay, well, I'll take the reins here. So if you want to... dibble and dabble and listen to us gab about your issues, you can email NicoleandSashir@gmail.com or call or text 424-645-7003.
Also, if you'd like to wear our faces on your body, we have merch at podswag.com/bestfriends.
Lastly, we appreciate your support and all the love you give to us on a weekly basis. So please don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe. That is the easiest way to support this show.
Good night.
Good night.
Nice to share. The way you read that took me out.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of 6 live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix. Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.